My name is Jeremy Wallace. I'm with the Texas Rangers. Today's date is going to be March 25th, 2022, and the time is approximately 9:50 a.m. I'm going to be visiting with
Frederick Frazier.
So let's just start at the beginning. Walmart, 12/1/2022.
Yes, sir.
Or 2021, about 10:30 in the morning.
Yes, sir.
What'd you do?
There were several calls that had been generated from landowners to property owners to folks that that represent land owners that sell all over the McKinney area and beyond. And since I'm a candidate, everyone was like, what is going on with this guy putting these signs on private property, and how are they getting access to putting them on there, thinking there was something, whatever there was there. And that sign, I got called on like three times because obviously everyone knows I'm the candidate. And I was like, well, I've never seen a sign there on a Walmart property and as far out as it was close to the street. You know, there's one corner there that's always had the political stuff. This one's never had anything. So I popped in there, went and asked the manager. I don't know who that manager is. I just know that whoever was over there by customer service and went and pointed it out that, do you know you have a sign that just, it's out there by the street, almost on the sidewalk. I think part of it was on the sidewalk, because as large as it is. I went and showed her and she was like, who put that? You know, she kind of, you know, real friendly and talking and never represented myself other than, you know, a concerned person of going in there, never represented myself as a code person, and just was letting her, see the sign that, hey, you got a sign that's sticking out here almost on a roadway that's up at the top, and she had no idea about it, and that was pretty much our conversation there, and I left, and I didn't think too much of it from that point.
So when you went in there, you had your blue polo shirt on that said City McKinney.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah. And my long sleeve, I think it was.
Okay.
And I couldn't remember if I had my vest on or my just, you know, McKinney. It just got the McKinney symbol deal on it. I couldn't remember because I usually have a black vest, or I had a black vest I wore all the time that had the same emblem on it.
Okay. So did you report that to code enforcement?
I'm pretty sure I talked to Paul or Carrie, talked to them relentlessly over these signs showing up on, because they were getting the calls as well. Paul's the director over that, and Carrie Simpson is the code enforcement female.
Okay.
That is overall code. We've worked together for many, you know, all kinds of incidents in the past. Paul and I worked relentlessly on 75 on TxDOT on trying to get 75 out there to clear because our officers were constantly getting flats.
Yeah.
So I knew that those were the two to speak with to try to get things moved along.
Okay, so in this instance, did you reach out to him about this sign instead of you going up there yourself and doing that?
You know, I've reached out to him a whole bunch of times. So I can't tell you if I reached out to him this time or I could have. I just don't remember if I did or not. I talked to him over and over and over.
Okay. And then what's your cell phone number?
214-549-4918.
Okay. So that happened on the 1st. And then on the 7th, they received a phone call. Do you know anything about that?
If there's a phone call and I called and said the sign's back because the sign was gone, and nothing to do with doing anything with the sign, and actually trying to, you know, just find out how do you get a sign back in the same location when you're not supposed to have the sign there in the first place, and that's all the call was for.
Okay, and then during that phone call, did you say anything about being code enforcement?
I may have said something about code violation, like you got, you know, the sign that's out there by the sidewalk again, but I don't That's the only thing I would have said.
Okay, and then, so did you identify yourself as somebody different than who you are?
I didn't identify myself as Frederick Frazier, I don't believe. I just left a message.
Well, you actually talked to somebody, though.
Oh, wait. On the phone?
Yes.
On the phone at Walmart?
Yes.
I could have, you know, I'm not trying to escape the truth here. There could have been a couple of calls, I mean, over there, because it kept going on for back and forth. So.
Did you ever make a phone call and identify yourself as somebody other than yourself and talk about the sign? This question. And say that you were code enforcement.
Oh, no, I had no intention of being code enforcement.
Okay. Let's move on to the next incident. Talk about 7-Eleven on December the 10th. Tell me about that incident.
Well, ask me what you want to know about it. Talking to Kiki, the owner?
Well, I've got video of you showing up in the parking lot and removing a sign.
The one out front?
Yes.
That's the one that was over the sidewalk, and I talked to Kiki, and I said, can we put our signs here too? And she said, no, I've already told him to take them down.
Who's Kiki?
That's the owner, the franchisee.
Well, the video I've got, you don't talk to anybody. You pull up in your truck, you get out, you take the sign down, and then you leave in this particular incident that I'm talking about.
Yes, I did that. I have no, it just put it down and left. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah. I mean, that's criminal mischief, you know.
Well, the intention was that sign, and I had this conversation 20 times, that sign is on the busiest road we have in El Dorado, right there. And that sign, all the way, just like the other ones, putting them all over town, over sidewalks. Those kids walking right there that morning, and that sign was already supposed to be down. And it wasn't. And I was like, this is just nonsense.
It's supposed to be down according to who?
Well, Kiki, the owner.
Okay. And so did you reach out to code enforcement on that particular incident?
I'm sure I've talked to code on those signs as well. But
on that specific day, before you took the sign down, you didn't call code enforcement
to
take it down?
No, I was just, it was ridiculous that this sign was there.
Okay. Now let's go to the 14th on December. You go to Racetrack. Do you remember doing that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Tell me about that.
So the racetrack was, that sign was on 75 and the service road. It shows up. I get two calls on it. I'm coming from downtown, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And where you pull out to get on racetrack, you can't see because the damn sign's in the way. I go in there, told the lady, I said, I don't know if you know, but somebody just put a sign here. And she's like, who? And I said, well, that guy's putting them up all over the place. Mm-hmm. And they're blocking when folks enter and exit. And she's like, who? I said, it's a guy running for office, and that's it. And I left.
Okay. Did you call code enforcement on that deal?
I guess the
theme of what I'm getting at here is you're taking it upon yourself to go talk about these signs, remove signs, and are you doing that in the capacity of because you was on the city council?
No.
I mean, people's calling you complaining. Well, you need to call code enforcement, or well, let me take your name down and I'll call code enforcement. Hey, blah blah blah.
I did that a bunch of times.
And are people calling you because you're on the city council, or are they calling you because they know you're the candidate?
They're calling me because I'm the candidate, and a lot of them had reached out to Paul to get him to move them. There's still several signs that he's been asked to move. Over and over and over, I've been called to take the signs. Can you come over and take the sign? I'm like, no. So it's over and over and over this has been happening. I explained this. This has been a running theme since it started. Same thing when he was in California. It's put them up and don't care, and then I'll make a big deal about it when they get taken down. You know, it's been the same theme over and over and over. I'll put them on private property, not care. without asking anybody. The one at Lake Forest has been there for months, and they've reached out to him 100 times to get it taken down. The Appian that owns all those, they took all his signs down, then he blamed somebody stealing them. But they've reached out to him over and over and over. And I've passed his number along. Code, I've talked to. I can't tell you how many times I've talked to Code. Paul Sparkman, phone calls to him. Hey, can you... I know the racetrack when now you bring that up. I talked to Paul. I'm like, do you know this sign? He's like, I don't know nothing about it yet. So we've had conversation after conversation, not only there, but also in Anna, Salina, and everywhere else.
Okay. Have you looked up the city ordinance on signs? As far as how to properly place them, where they're supposed to be and all that?
Yes, sir.
What's it say?
Well, it's like 4 feet from the easement. If that's what you're asking me.
Yeah, I mean, I looked it up. It's on there. It's on the website. So I was curious myself. I was just curious if you had looked it up. Let's move on to the last one, and this is on February the 9th at Tea Latte Bar.
Yeah.
South Custer Street there. Tell me about that incident.
So I get a call. That one's blocking the business sign that they have, like a, it says all the businesses on it. It's a strip mall. I'm coming back, running warrants. I come back, driving up. There it is.
And just to clarify,
okay, yeah.
Running warrants like you. You're
for my job.
You're a Dallas police officer.
Yeah.
You ran warrants that morning.
Yes, ran warrants that morning. Went in at 4. Ran several murder warrants that morning. Come back and I'm like, there's another one of those signs, you know, put up probably in the middle of the night. That's how they get, that seems to be the theme of how they go up. It's covering the deal. I walk in there, there's a bank on the corner. I don't know what the name of that bank was, but I walk in there and I said, do you know anything about who put the, you know, that sign or the, actually that's not what I said. Do you know who owns this contact for the business, for the strip center? He said, no, but the people at Tea Latte do. I go walk over there, the 16-year-old girls. There's nobody else in there but me and this girl and another girl that's in the back. She tell her owner, I'm pretty sure I made the phone call as I'm leaving, driving.
Oh, tell, what's the conversation?
Oh, the conversation is about the, well, not with her. She doesn't know much. She doesn't know. She's 16 years old working at a latte place. Yeah, she doesn't know what the hell's going on there. And so I talk, you know, get her to give me the person who knows the owner or something about the owner. It's a little confusing from her on how that was. Because remember, I call, think I talked to somebody. I don't really remember exactly who, if I talked to somebody or left a message about a sign on their business that wasn't there. And then I got a text message back, and then I responded to the text message. But I voice texted on the back part of it. I thought he asked, who do I contact? And I, Kerry Simpson, that's who you contact for. But that's private property right there. Mm-hmm. So that, but it was out of code. But I'm wearing Frazier stuff. I'm not wearing anything to act like I'm a code enforcement officer. I'm wearing my Frazier vest that I'm wearing right now, and I wore it when I got back in the truck because I was about to go switch cars and go do my job.
Okay, so let's talk about the voicemail that you left. I've got it. We can play it. Listen to it. In that voicemail, you say, you tell them, hey, City McKinney Frisco here, got a sign out here. That's
well, I didn't know which side it was on. That because that's at the corner right there.
Mm-hmm.
I actually didn't know if that's City McKinney or Frisco.
Okay. What, not if we listen to it?
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
And in turn, because you said City McKinney Frisco here, the owner of the property contacted code enforcement for Frisco and McKinney.
Okay.
I mean that's his impression of the voicemail was that he was getting a phone call from code enforcement for either McKinney or
I understand, sir.
not letting me unmute my speakers, Robert.
Damn technology.
So you make the voicemail, and so do you remember sending text messages with the manager?
Yes, sir.
Okay. This is pretty self-explanatory. Yeah. You already seen it?
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I know it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, any layman that's reading this, you're impersonating Kerry.
My interpretation of what he was asking was, who do I speak to?
It's verbatim. It's wording. I mean, how can you misconstrue that? What is your name? Kerry Simpson.
That's not what I read. I was driving, doing a million other things.
Okay.
When I sent that, I thought he said, like, who does he ask for? Or what is the name he asked for?
Yeah.
When I went back and looked at it after you said that, I didn't even see it then. I didn't see it until I sat down with Robert. And I just put my head on the desk, because that's not what my intention was. My intention was, and I did it with voice text, was to talk to Kerry Simpson. But I didn't know if we were in Frisco or if we were in McKinney there. Yeah, there's no ill will pretending to be Kerry Simpson. She's a female South African who I speak with constantly. And I know that that looks really crappy.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what that looks like, but that's not the intention of that text message. That text message was to talk to Kerry, because she knows the whole story about these signs and how they're being placed.
Okay. That's pretty much it, Robert. So, at any of these instances, you're telling me that you didn't represent yourself as code enforcement at any time?
No, sir.
Okay.
My whole intention was, getting the calls constantly on what, you know, what to do about these signs. And that was a constant, that's been a constant battle.
As the candidate, not as a city council?
As the candidate, not at the city council. The whether it's been the Tom Thumb or the CBS, it's been a constant.
When you talked to Kerry, that you even had a sign that was out of compliance.
I did. Yeah. I've had a few out of compliance in Frisco, Salina, Nananana, but we've had, conversation of fixing them. It's been a constant deal. It's, but I don't know. It's been a constant deal. So,
is there anything else you want to add, or?
And like in Anna, you talked to the mayor about it, and
all the mayors have talked about it. Whether it's Sean and Salina or Nate and Anna or Fuller and McKinney, they all know they've been receiving tons of calls on the same silliness. I've had I can't tell you how many signs removed or cut. I had one cut yesterday, two cut yesterday. It's a political season, whatever you want to say. Vandalism to my, it is what it is. It's called, Terry Box told me many years ago, it's called waste. You're going to lose some signs and that's how it's going to be. But, you know, from the get-go, you know, like in Anna, we've had signs on the roadway and where I've gotten called where, like Nate said, hell, he almost hit it with my mirror of the signs or blocking entrances.
So the complaint, I guess, what I'm gathering is, it's not the fact that they've got signs or you've got your signs, he's got his signs, or anybody's got a sign out there. It's the location of where they're putting the signs.
There, yes, sir. The hazard of the signs is the bigger problem.
Too close to the intersection.
Well, when they're on a sidewalk and you've got 30,000 cars that go down a roadway and you got kids that walk on that roadway every day, like on El Dorado, and I get to watch them go around a sign while the cars are coming down at 45 miles an hour, that's not where a sign would go ever.
Yeah.
And that was the reason why when I talked to Kiki and she's like, told him to take him down. And so it's been a common theme problem, not with mine, but with those particular signs. And I'm the candidate, and so folks know me, especially in the McKinney area. And so I've received, you know, numerous calls since the beginning of this. And it's been ongoing.
Yeah. Okay. That's going to end the interview. It's 10:13.